You know, you look good in that tuxedo. And before you say anything, I don't want to hear that I look cute in this dress. It's bad enough that my sister made me be the flower girl instead of a bridesmaid. She said my being such a short girl would throw off the pictures or look weird when they were standing at the altar. I've got to be the world's oldest flower girl. My cousin is one of the bridesmaids, and she's barely older than me. But she's tall for her age. It's not fair. But Mom said not to ruin my sister's big day, so I sucked it up, wore the cute little dress, and smiled prettily as I threw flower petals all over the place. This is my reward now, at the reception. Even with my looking a little young, everyone lets their little brats run free anyway, so I can do pretty much whatever I want as a teenager. The bar won't serve me alcohol, but they will give me all the little glasses of orange juice I want. And if someone should happen to leave a glass of champagne sitting all by itself, and it accidentally pours itself into my orange juice, I can't help that I'm suddenly drinking a mimosa. Or three. I'm still one of the most sober people here. I know you've had a few drinks too, but you're doing better than most. And look, I caught the bouquet that my sister threw over her shoulder earlier. I had to hang on to it for dear life when my aunt tried to wrestle it away from me, but eventually she gave up. This is only the second wedding I've been to, but I guess one of the traditions is that it means I'll be the next to get married. As luck would have it, you were the one to catch my sister's garter when her husband, well, your brother, threw it over his shoulder. So that means you're next to get married too. Among other things, of course. Don't worry, I'm not saying that we have to get married. That's not how it works. At least, I don't think it is. I mean, I don't really know. This is only the second wedding I've been to. And I still have to finish school. And then I'll go to college, unlike my sister. But there is that other tradition we have to follow. So, should we go upstairs to my hotel room? For what? You know, the, sex. Now, don't play dumb. I have been to a wedding before, and I saw the guy who got the garter screwing the girl that caught the bouquet in the coat room at the reception hall. I think they were a couple to begin with, but that was just a coincidence. It could have been any man and any woman, just like how today it happened to be us. So just like they did, the two of us have to have sex. I almost didn't line up for the bouquet toss, but my mom told me to get in there, so I guess she's okay with it. She's been in a bunch of weddings, including her own, so she definitely knows what's up. And she seemed happy enough when I caught it. So much for my being her little girl anymore, I guess. Now, I was nervous when the guys lined up for the garter toss afterwards. I didn't really know what I was getting myself into. But honestly, I'm pretty happy you caught it. I didn't really get a chance to meet you before the wedding, but like I said, you do look good in a tux. You actually are a pretty good choice to lose my virginity to. Wait, you're my brother now. Can we legally have sex? We're already pushing our luck with my age. But really, you're my brother-in-law. The in-law part means it's legal for us to do it then. Well, that crisis is averted. Anyway, I do have my own hotel room here. I fought for that because I don't want to share a room with my parents yet again like we do on vacation. My mom gave in surprisingly easy. It's not like they're not already spending a ton of money on this wedding. I guess she also knew there was a chance I'd catch the bouquet. So, I'm going to get up and go to room 304. We have to be discreet, like those two people were in the last wedding I was at. I'll leave, and then you follow a few minutes later. Unless we have to have the sex here in the reception hall? I didn't think of that, but it seems a waste not to use a bed when it's so close. The other reception wasn't at a hotel, so I think they just improvised. Anyway, I'm going to refresh my orange juice, and there is an unguarded glass of champagne over there. Then I'll see you in a few minutes, okay? That is, if you want to deflower the flower girl. Would that make me just a regular girl then? I kind of hope so. I want to leave this whole flower girl thing behind me. Anyways, see you in a bit. Hey, there you are. I was starting to get worried. I thought maybe my age was scaring you away, even though I'm not as young as I look. Or maybe my height. But short girls can be fun. Whatever the reason, I am glad you screwed up the courage to come up and screw me. Your timing is pretty good too, because I just finished my orange juice. I've got way more than my daily allowance of vitamin C. Now, I think I'm ready for some vitamin D, if you catch my drift. Just to be clear, the D was for Dick. Now, don't get me wrong, strong bones are very important. I was trying to be clever. Or would you rather have me play dumb? My sister got good at that until it became true. You aren't afraid of smart girls, though, are you? You aren't afraid of my age, or my being a flower girl, or being your new sister-in-law. Something tells me you are willing to have sex with me no matter what. So, are we supposed to leave our clothes on? Those other people did, but again, that might have been because of the circumstances. I kind of want to do dirty and grown-up things in this pure and childish dress, and I really, really like how you look in that tuxedo. If we do this like they did, I just need to take a small part of you out of that. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to imply it was small. I haven't even seen it yet. I just meant small in proportion to the rest of your body. Here, let me stand closer to you and take it out for you. I'll just unzip those nicely pressed pants of yours and then reach in and... Oh, well, it may be small in proportion to your body, but definitely not to my hand. Sure, I have small hands, but still. I mean, just look at that thing. In fact, I can't stop looking at it or caressing it with my hands. Do you like that? I can stop if you don't, but I think you do enjoy it. Touching it makes you even harder, and it makes me feel all tingly, even more than the mimosas did. But don't worry, those mimosas weren't all that strong, and apparently I can hold my liquor almost as well as I can hold your cock. I've seen yours, so I guess it's only fair that you see mine. This dress is kind of a smaller, younger version of my sister's gown, but with a shorter skirt, clearly. She wanted me to wear tights, but I wore long white stockings instead. I'll let go of your cock for a bit and lift up the hem of the dress. See? They only go up to my thighs, and then it's all me for a bit, until it gets to the panties. But if I pull the panties down with one hand, while holding up my dress with the other, well, that's more me. Specifically, my pussy. I'm a short girl, so it's a little pussy. More of a kitty, I guess. It's young, and it's playful, and it likes when I pet it, like this. Do you like when I touch myself? I think you get more pleasure out of it than I do. Well, maybe I want to see you touch yourself too. Can you do that for me? Your hands are so much bigger than mine. I'll bet you can do a good job of stroking that thing. Maybe your hands aren't as small and delicate as mine, but I still want to see them, you know, jerking you off. All while you watch me rub myself. Yes. Oh, that's nice. I mean, both what you're doing to you and what I'm doing to me. It's a good thing my panties are down around my ankles, or they'd be soaked right now. Speaking of my panties, let me just step out of them and kick off these shoes. My sister made me wear flats instead of heels to keep me looking shorter and younger and more like a flower girl. But you're seeing me for the almost woman that I am. An almost woman with needs and lust and a purring little kitty. Even if it weren't for tradition, I'm pretty sure I'd still want to have sex with you right now. Even though we kind of have to do it, I'm getting more and more to want to do it. So maybe you could pick little old me up and carry me over to my bed. I never like it when people these days try to pick me up, but something tells me I'd like it if you did it. I was right. It's different when someone is picking me up like a woman, rather than as a little girl. Kind of like feeling helpless at the moment. But at the same time, I feel safe in your arms. I almost don't want you to put me down, but if you don't, we can't really move on to the next part. So, lay me down. Nice and gentle on the bed, like you're laying me down to sleep. Maybe I look a little like a princess in this white dress, with my hair done up so nicely, and with all of this makeup. Almost like Sleeping Beauty, except I'm not planning to sleep in this bed right now. The way I'm pulling up my skirt again should show you my intent. But you're the older one. You're the adult. You're the one with sexual experience. I'm sure you know just what to do. Right? Yes. Getting on top of me is a good start. You're so big compared to me that I seem even younger than I am, but what I'm feeling is no childish emotion. No child could feel this arousal or tremble in this way as your body covers mine. Your tuxedo pressed against my pretty white dress, but I can feel the warmth of your body through both. But your cock is exposed, and it's right next to my kitty. I'm nervous, so I want to hold my legs together, but I'm also very turned on, which allows me to spread them apart. I have nice legs, even for my size, and the stockings make them look better. But what you're looking at is where my legs meet, and where your cock is pressed against. Such a big day for my sister. She's getting married. She became a wife. But it's a big day for me too. I'm making love for the first time. I'm becoming a woman. Now put it into me. Put your cock into my kitty. We need to fulfill this wedding tradition, but I also want you to fill me up too. It may not be easy, given how big you are and how small I am, but I'm sure we'll get it to work much better than their marriage will. Harder. Push harder. It has to go in. I'm tight, but I'm wet. And I am very committed at the moment to holding up tradition. And to having sex with you. There. It's going in. Just a little at first, but it's a start. My kitty is shy, but you're getting it to open up and accept you. Just a little further, and I'll no longer be a virgin. Right there. That was the place and the moment. You're in enough for it to count. Now, maybe pull it back a little before you push it in further. Yes. Then back more. Then please go all of the way in. It fits. I knew it would. At least I was pretty sure. But now I know. And I know what sex is like. Or at least what having a cock buried inside me is like. It's not really sex unless there's motion. Mostly by you in this position, but also by me. Yes. Slow like that for now, while you tame my scared little kitty. While you tame me. Can feel your tuxedo rubbing roughly against my dress. But your cock moves so smoothly in and out of me. Ugh. or made to do this. And mine is getting better and better at it with every second. Don't you agree? But it's getting better because I am loving it more and more. I don't care about that silly tradition anymore. I just care about how my kitty feels with you in it. And out and in again. You keep going a little faster over time, just as I'm ready for it. I can't believe how good you are, or how good sex feels, now that I'm used to it. Will you come in me? I should have brought a condom. There were plenty as gag gifts at my sister's bachelorette party. Or maybe you had one, but I forgot to ask and you didn't volunteer it. You're already in me anyway. I want to keep it that way for as long as possible. Even if it means you ejaculate inside of me. I could get pregnant, but that kind of excites me. And it excites you too, even if you know it shouldn't. You shouldn't come in this young-looking girl. And you definitely shouldn't impregnate her. Then there might have to be another wedding in a few months, if my mother had her say. Or a funeral, if my father had his. They both see me as their little girl. But if they could see me right now, but Mom must have been okay with this if she let me try to catch the bouquet. So come in me, please. My kitty wants your cream. My body. My body wants your baby. And I want to have my first sexual orgasm so badly, and you can give me all of those, please, please, please give them to me. So close. Please. 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 So, that's what sex is like. I have to say, I like it. I like it an awful lot. I suppose you should take it out now. We can't stay like this all night. Now, if I lower my skirt again, I go back to looking like an innocent flower girl. And not like a teenage girl that's just had the best sex of her life. Well, the only sex. But I can't imagine it gets any better than that. So, I guess I'll see you. Except, we're family now. There will be holiday dinners and get-togethers and all kinds of times where we can get to see each other. So, as hard as it might be to beat how perfect that was, we'll get lots of chances to try.